أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تمسك بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد. So this is the first lesson, Alhamdulillah, where we will read through the tafsir of Al-Imam Al-Sa'di rahimahullahu ta'ala. And as we know, the month of Ramadan is the month of the Qur'an. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan is the month that the Qur'an was revealed. It is upon the Muslim in this month to read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reflect upon it, and to implement it. One of the ways, alhamdulillah, barakallahu feekum, is to read the books of tafsir, alhamdulillah, which explain the meaning of the ayat that we find in the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And alhamdulillah, the tafsir of Al-Imam Al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala is very simple and straightforward. So alhamdulillah, bada'na, we start today with tafsir al-Fatiha, the explanation of Surah al-Fatiha. And this is that surah that each and every one of us recites in every rak'ah in our prayers. So it is something that we should all understand. With a correct understanding, وَهِيَ مَكِّيَّةٌ. And Surah al-Fatiha was revealed prior to the hijrah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Al-Madinah. Naam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the bestower of mercy. Ay, meaning what? Abtadi'u bi kulli ismin lillahi ta'ala. Meaning, I start with each and every name of Allah. Bismillah, in the name of Allah, which means I start with each and every name of Allah. Because the word ism, name, is singular and is a next, in the next form. That's, alhamdulillah, some principles of the Arabic language. فَالْمَعْنَى فَيُعُمُّ جَمِيعًا أَسْمَى الْحُسْنَى. So therefore, when you say Bismillah in the name of Allah, it means I start with each and every beautiful name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah, what does Allah mean? Allah, huwa al-ma'luh al-ma'bud. The one who solely deserves to be worshipped. Allah, huwa al-ma'luh al-ma'bud. Allah is the one who solely deserves to be worshipped. And singled out with all ibadah. هو المألو المعبود المستحق لإفراده بالعبادة. And he is the only one who deserves to be singled out with all worship. لما اتصف به من صفات الألوهية وهي صفات الكمال. due to Allah Azza wa Jal possessing divine qualities, which are attributes of perfection. Allah Azza wa Jal has perfect attributes, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So still we're with the Basmala. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the bestower of mercy. Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim, Isman, Dalan, ala annahu ta'ala, Dhu'l-Rahmatil Wasi'ah, Al-Azima, allati wasi'at kulla shay'. These are two names from the names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, which show that Allah possesses great and vast mercy. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He possesses great and vast mercy, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Naam. And His mercy encompasses everything. His mercy, the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal, encompasses everything. And no doubt, naam, that His rahmah wasi'at kulla shay. Wa ammat kulla hayy. And it extends to every living creature. Otherwise, how would that creature be alive? Allahu Akbar. وَكَتَبَهَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الْمُتَّبِعِينَ لِأَنْبِيَائِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ فَهَؤُلَاءِ لَهُمْ الرَّحْمَةُ الْمُطْلَقَةُ وَمَنْ عَدَاهُمْ فَلَهُمْ نَصِيبٌ مِنْهَا. Allahu Akbar. And Allah has written this mercy, absolute mercy. Allah Azza wa Jalla has written complete mercy for who? Who are those individuals from the creation that receive the complete mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? He has written it for the pious followers of His prophets and messengers. So Allah Azza wa Jalla has written complete mercy for the pious followers of His messengers. So these individuals, they receive a complete share, whereas everyone else, they only have a portion of it. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us from them. Na'am. Then the Shaykh, he said, wa'alam anna min al-qawa'id al-muttafaq 'alayha bayna salaf al-ummah wa immatiha al-iman bi asma'illahi wa sifatihi. Know that from the principles that have been agreed upon by the Salaf of this Ummah, the rightly guided predecessors, and the Imams of this Ummah, the scholars of Islam, is to believe in the names and attributes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. To believe in the names of and attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal. So Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim are two of the names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the Shaykh, he said, from the principles that have been agreed upon by the Salaf of this Ummah and the Imams of this Ummah is to believe in the names and attributes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and the rulings of these attributes. So for example, فَيُؤْمِنُونَ مَثَلًا بِأَنَّهُ رَحْمَانٌ رَحِيمٌ. They believe, and he's given an example. How do we believe in the names and attributes of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? And take this mithal, understand it, وَقِسَ الْبَقِيَ عَلَيْهِ. And alhamdulillah, the others, the same applies to the other names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. طيب, he said, they believe that verily Allah Azza wa Jal is the most merciful, the bestower of mercy. The rahmati allati ittasafa biha. So therefore, He is the possessor of mercy, which is one of His attributes. Because every name of Allah contains an attribute. That's a qa'ida. Every name of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala contains an attribute. So akhi, brother, naam, Ar-Rahman is the name of Allah. What attribute do we affirm for Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from that? Naam, Ar-Rahman is the name of Allah, the most merciful. So what attribute do we affirm for Allah Azza wa Jal from that name? Brother, next to you, faddam. Naam. Faddam. That's His name. What about the attribute?
Mercy.
His name is Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. So therefore, His attribute is what? Perfect mercy. Is that clear? Na'am. So the Shaykh, he gives another example. Prior to that, he said, فَيُؤْمِنُونَ مَثَلًا بِأَنُّهُ الرَّحْمَنُ رَحِيمٌ بِالرَّحْمَةِ الَّتِي يَتَّصِفَ بِهَا الْمُتَعَلِّقْ بِالْمَرْحُومِ. So he is the possessor. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the possessor of mercy, which is one of his attributes. And this mercy relates to the one mercy is bestowed upon. وَهَكَذَا فِي سَائِرِ الْأَسْمَاءِ. This is applicable to all of the other names of Allah Azza wa Jalla. فِي النِّعَمِ كُلُّهَا أَثَرُ مِنْ آثَارِ رَحْمَتِهِ. All of the blessings of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, all of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, Naam, are a sign of His mercy. All of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal are signs of His mercy. No doubt. All of the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal are signs of His mercy. The food that you eat, the water that you drink, the air that you breathe, Naam, the clothes that you wear. All of these things are signs of the mercy of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this is applicable to the rest of the names of Allah. Yuqal fil alim, another example. It is said, fil alim, the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, al alim. Zayd, where are you going? Tayyib. Where's Harun? Al alim, what does that mean? That's one of the names of Allah. Ahsant, mashallah, Harun. Ahsanta, the all knowing. Naam, al alim. The all-knowing. إِنَّهُ عَلِيمٌ. So verily Allah tabarak wa ta'ala from His names is Alim. He's the all-knowing. ذُو عِلْمٍ. The possessor of knowledge. So therefore, أخي, from the name of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Alim, the all-knowing, what attribute do we affirm for Him? If you don't get it, the brother next to you. فضل. نعم أنت. Yes. Yes. Huh? His name is Al-Alim, the All-Knowing. So what attribute, what sifa do we affirm for Allah Azza wa Jalla from that name? Aswad. Knowledge, ilm. Naam. So we affirm that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has knowledge. ذُو عِلْمٍ يَعْلَمُ بِهِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. And through this knowledge, Allah Azza wa Jalla knows everything. Allah Azza wa Jalla knows everything. He knows what you're thinking. His knowledge encompasses everything and nothing escapes His knowledge. Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Likewise, Qadir. Allah Azza wa Jalla is able to do all things. Qadir is one of the names of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the all able. Dhu Qudra. He has the attribute of Qudra, ability, perfect ability, tabaraka wa ta'ala. يَقْدِرْ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. He's able to do all things. Naam. So the Shaykh, he gave the principle and then he gave examples for that principle. Naam. And understanding the names and attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as they should be understood allows us to worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala the way that He should be worshipped. طيب. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله. What does it mean when the person says الحمد لله? All praise belongs to Allah. هو الثناء على الله بصفات الكمال. This is to praise Allah Azza wa Jal because of His perfect attributes. وبأفعال الدائرة بين الفضل والعدل. And with His actions which revolve around justice and grace. فَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ الْكَامِلُ بِجَمِيعِ الْوَجُوهِ. So to Allah Azza wa Jal belongs total praise, complete praise from every angle. Alhamdulillah. هو الثناء على الله بصفات الكمال. طيب. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الرب. What's the meaning of الرب? تفضل رشاد. The Lord. نعم. Al-Rab, it means the Lord. What is the meaning of the Lord? The meaning of Al-Rab, هو المربي جميع العالمين وهم من سوى الله. نعم. The meaning of Al-Rab, the Lord, is the one who nurtures the whole of the creation. And the creation here is referring to everything, al-alameen, referring to everything besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Ikhwan, in the translation of the tafsir of al-Imam al-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, if you have the translation at home, there is a khata'un fahishun, there is a terrible mistake in the translation. Na'am, because in the translation I'll read it to you what they say, and I'll see if you can highlight and point out the mistake. Na'am. I can find it, I wrote it down, daqiqa. Na'am. In the translation that many people have in their households, it says that al-alameen refers to all creation to the exclusion of Allah. Why is that wrong? And why is that dangerous? It refers to all creation to the exclusion of Allah. Exactly, because that implies that Allah Azza wa Jalla is part of the creation. Wal-iyadu billah. I know what he's trying to say, but that's a khata and fahish. That's a terrible mistake. That's why none of you should be satisfied to rely upon a translator. None of you should be satisfied just to rely upon a translator. Rather, you should all have the zeal, naam, and the energy to learn Arabic for yourselves, so that alhamdulillah, you can read the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, understand it, and likewise, you can read the books of tafsir. So likewise, you can read the books of Mada of tafsir. Naam. Ikhwan, if you come in, inshallah, let's sit together. Barakallahu feekum. Don't sit on your own. Naam. So Rabbil Alameen, the Lord, is the one who nurtures the whole of the creation, بِخَلْقِهِ لَهُمْ وَإِعْدَادُهُ لَهُمْ الْآلَاتِ. He nurtures the creation by creating them. Naam. Allah Azza wa Jalla is the Lord. He nurtures the creation by creating them, sustaining them, providing for them their needs, and blessing them with great blessings. وَإِنْعَامِهِ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالنِّعَمْ الْعَظِيمَةِ الَّتِي لَوْ فَقَدُوهَا لَمْ يُمْكِنْ لَهُمَ الْبَقَاءِ فَمَا بِهِمْ مِنْ نِعْمَةٍ فَمِنْهُ تَعَالَى. Naam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. All praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the whole of the creation. The Lord is the one who nurtures the whole of the creation by creating them, by providing for them their needs, and by blessing them with great blessings. Blessings which if the creation were without, then it would not be possible for them to remain in existence. If the creation was without the blessings of Allah Azza wa Jal, it would not be possible for them to even exist. Subhanallah. وَتَرْبِيَتُهُ تَعَالَ لِخَلْقِهِ نَوْعَانِ. Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah's nurturing of the creation is divided into two types. Allah Azza wa Jal, His nurturing of the creation is divided into two categories. عَامَّ وَخَاصَ, general and specific. General and specific. تَرْبِيَتُهُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَ لِخَلْقِهِ نَوْعَانِ. Allah Azza wa Jal, His nurturing of the creation, His cultivation of the creation is of two types, general and specific. General is what, Aswad? Naam. فَالْعَامَ هِيَ خَلْقُهُ لِلْمَخْلُوقِينَ. General, the general cultivation, which is that Allah Azza wa Jal created the whole of the creation, sustains them and guides them to what is beneficial for them, which allows them to remain in existence in this worldly life. That's general. Allah Azza wa Jalla created the whole of the creation, He sustains the whole of the creation, and He guides them to that which is beneficial, which allows them to remain in existence in the dunya. That's general. As for specific, al-khasa, tarbiyatu li awliya'ihi, then this is Allah's nurturing of His allies, the allies of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Naam. This is khasa. Who receives this? فَيُرَبِّيهِمْ بِالْإِيمَانِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He nurtures them and He cultivates them upon faith. وَيُوَفِّقُهُمْ لَهُ. And he grants them success to possess it. وَيُكْمِلُهُ لَهُمْ فَيُرَبِّيهِمْ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَيُوَفِّقُهُمْ لَهُ وَيُكْمِلُهُ لَهُمْ. نعم. So Allah Azza wa Jal, He nurtures them and cultivates them with Iman, with true faith. He grants them success to obtain it and possess it, and He completes it for them. وَيَدْفَعُ عَنْهُمَ الصَّوَارِفِ وَالْعَوَائِقَ الْحَائِلَ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَهُ. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He protects them from any diversions or obstacles that may come between them and faith. What's the difference between a sarif, a sawarif, wal awa'iq? What's the difference between a diversion and an obstacle? Fadda. So what's the difference between a sawarif and al awa'iq? An obstacle and a diversion.
An obstacle is when you're before you get on the path.
You just stay on that path. You just have to go over it.
Na'am, it makes it difficult to go forward.
A diversion, it takes you off
it. Na'am. So na'am, look, subhanAllah. So Allah Azza wa Jal nurturing His allies is that Allah Azza wa Jal nurtures them upon Iman. He grants them success to possess it. He completes it for them. And He protects them from anything that diverts them or anything that hinders them from faith. وَحَقِيقَتُهَا تَرْبِيَةُ التَّوْفِيقِ لِكُلِّ خَيْرٍ. And the essence of this, the reality of this is what? That Allah Azza wa Jal, He grants them success to attain everything that is beneficial and good. He nurtures them in a way by granting them success to attain everything that is good. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us with that. نعم والعصمة عن كل شر. And Allah safeguards them from every evil. And Allah safeguards them from every evil. And here As-Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala brings a beautiful benefit. And this is one of the questions a brother asked me a while ago. And I said to the su'al, the question, Wallahu a'lam, Allah knows best. He said, why do we find many times in the Qur'an when we see the prophets and the righteous, when they make dua, they start their dua with, oh my Lord, oh Lord, or the like of these things. Does anyone have the answer? Limada? The answer, Sa'di rahimahullah ta'ala, he alluded to it, he said, وَلَعَلَّ هَذَا الْمَعْنَى وَلَعَلَّ هَذَا الْمَعْنَى هُوَ السِّرْ فِي كَوْنِ أَكْثَرِ أَدْعِيَةِ الْأَنْبِيَى بِلَفْضِ الرَّبِّ. And perhaps this is the reason and the meaning why the majority of the supplication of the prophets starts or contains the word Lord, oh my Lord, or the like of this. فَإِنَّمَا طَالِبَهُمْ كُلَّهَا دَاخِلَ تَحْتَ رُبُوبِيَتِهِ الْخَاصَ. Because all of their requests, all of the requests of the prophets falls under the specific lordship of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That's what the prophets, they care about. Granting them success to attain everything that is good and protecting them against everything and safeguarding them from everything that is evil. Na'am. Allahu Akbar. Na'am. طيب. فَدَلَّ قَوْلُهُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He's saying, رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. It proves what? عَلَى انْفِرَادِ بِالْخَلْقِ وَالتَّدْبِيرِ وَالنِّعَمِ وَكَمَالِ غِنَاهُ وَتَمَامِ فَقْرِ الْعَالَمِينَ إِلَيْهِ بِكُلِّ وَجْهٍ وَاعْتِبَارٍ. The saying, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Rabbil Alameen, the Lord of the whole of the creation, this proves that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He alone creates, disposes of all affairs and bestows all blessings. It also establishes the richness of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal is not in need of anything. And it establishes something else. The utmost need of the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. The creation's utmost need of Allah. Ya ayyuha an-nas, antum al-fuqara'u ila Allah. O mankind, you are in need of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal is the all-rich, the one deserving of all praise. Na'am. So, when you say Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, the Lord of the whole of the creation, this proves what? That Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the all-rich. And He has perfect richness. He does not need anything or anything from anyone. And it establishes the creation, our need of Allah Azza wa Jal, from every angle and every consideration. Now, we need Allah Azza wa Jal to move. How many people are paralyzed? We need Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to be upon what is correct. How many people are alive and they're walking around like zombies without iman, dead, more astray than cattle? How many people are alive and living, but when they eat, they can't digest their food? So we need Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from every angle. Angles that you can most probably recall right now and angles that you can't even think of. And all of that is established when you say, Rabbil Alameen. When you say in your salah, Rabbil Alameen, or you hear being recited by the imam, you should recall that. That you are just weak, you're a servant. Lasta bi shay. And you are in need of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. You are merely a servant. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He is the sole creator, sustainer and disposer of affairs. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm Al-Din. The Shaykh, he already discussed the meaning of Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So he goes on to explain Maliki Yawm Al-Din, the only owner of the Day of Judgment. The only owner and sovereign king of the Day of Judgment. What does that mean? Al-Malik, the sovereign king, هو من اتصف بصفة الملك التي من آثارها أنه يأمر وينهى ويثيب ويعاقب ويتصرف بمماليكه بجميع أنواع التصرفات. Al-Malik is the one who possesses the attribute of total sovereignty. Total sovereignty. What's the meaning of sovereignty?
In need of nothing, no one.
Naam, and in control. Naam, of everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The possessor of everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. The owner of everything, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from the manifestations of this is that Allah commands, Allah prohibits, Allah, He rewards and Allah punishes. Allahu Akbar. And He controls all of the dominions in every way, shape and form. وَأَضَافَ الْمُلْكِ لِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ وَهُوَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يَوْمْ يُدَانَ النَّاسِ فِيهِ بِأَعْمَالِهِمْ. Allahu Akbar. Here, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala أضاف الملك ليوم الدين. He mentioned owner of the Day of Judgment. The only owner, the true owner of the Day of Judgment. And he singled out sovereignty on this day. And the day is what? يوم الدين. Why did he single out this day? Why did he single out ownership and sovereignty on this day?
Since all the creation will be gathered together.
Naam, qareeb. Because that is the day when the whole of the creation will receive their recompense based upon their actions, whether good or bad. And may Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us success to perform good deeds. Amen. That's why Alhamdulillah in the month of Ramadan, this blessed month, it's a month of good deeds. Shahr al-Siyam is the month of fasting, the month of praying, the month of giving. It's the month of khairat kathira, month of supplicating, the month of repenting, the month of many good deeds. لِأَنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned ownership and sovereignty of this day specifically. Because in reality, Allah Azza wa Jalla is the true owner and of every day of the year and every day that exists. So why was the Day of Judgment singled out? Because on that day, لأن في ذلك اليوم يظهر للخلق تمام الظهور كمال ملكه وعدله وحكمته وانقطاع أملاك الخلائق. Because on that day, it will become apparent for all. Naam, his total sovereignty and control and authority and justice and wisdom, it will be made apparent. And any authority that any of the creation has, it will disappear. On that day, if anyone had a small amount of authority, even if they were the biggest king of the dunya, on that day, khalas, it doesn't exist. Why? Because يَسْتَوِي فِي ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ حَتَّى إِنَّهُ يَسْتَوِي فِي ذَلِكَ الْيَوْمِ. On that day, everyone is equal. Al-Maluk, the kings of the world, were Ra'ay and their subjects. The slaves and the freed people, all of them are equal. The rich and the poor. Everyone on that day, the Day of Judgment, is equal. What separates them? Their actions. فَمَنْ وَجَدَ خَيْرًا فَلْيَحْمَدِ اللَّهِ. Whoever finds good, then let him thank Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَنْ وَجَدَ غَيْرَ ذَلِكَ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ. Whoever finds other than that, if he doesn't find good, who should he blame? Should he blame his wife? No. Should he blame the Imam of the Masjid? No. Should he blame somebody else? No. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, no, let him blame himself. Naam. So on that day, Yawm al-Qiyamah, everyone will be the same. The kings and their subjects, the rich and the poor, the slave owners and the slaves, everyone on Yawm al-Qiyamah will be equal. كُلُّهُمْ مُدْعِنُونَ لِعَظَمَتِهِ. All of them will surrender to the greatness of Allah Azza wa Jal. خَاضِعُونَ لِعِزَّتِهِ. And they submit to the might of Allah. مُنْتَذِرُونَ لِمُجَازَاتِهِ. And they're waiting for recompense from Allah Azza wa Jal. They're waiting for recompense. رَاجُونَ ثَوَابَهُ. And they hope for his reward. And all of them are petrified of his punishment. Kings petrified on that day of the punishment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Naam.
So all kings, they will be naked.
Everybody. Naam. فَلِذَٰلِكَ خَصَّهُ بِالذِّكْرِ. That is why Allah Azza wa Jal, He singled out what? The true only owner of the Day of Judgment. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal singled out the Day of Judgment. Because the Sa'di, he said, وَإِلَّا فَهُوَ الْمَالِكِ لِيَوْمِ الدِّينِ وَلِغَيْرِهِ مِنَ الْأَيَّامِ. Because in reality, Allah Azza wa Jal is the owner and the sovereign, yani, owner of the Day of Judgment and all of the other days. So that is why the Day of Judgment was singled out. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. You alone we worship, and you alone we seek your aid. You alone we worship, and only you we seek aid from. أي نَخُسُّكَ وَحْدَكَ بِالْعِبَادَ وَالْإِسْتِعَانَةِ. We single you out with all worship, and we single you out with asking for your aid. Not out because, ikhwan, that is the ingredients of success. If somebody does not worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala alone, they're going to be miserable, no matter how much they possess from the dunya. Why do you think that people resort to drugs? People resort to muharramat, ma'asi. Why do you think that we're in a time where men are trying to make themselves into women, and women are trying to make themselves into men? And some of them have millions and millions of dollars. Why? Because there's a spiritual void. They do not worship Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala alone without any partners. And that is why Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran that the believing slave, meaning that is in a state of slavery for whatever reason, maybe he was captured from a war and he ended up being a slave. The believing slave is better, mother, than the freed mushrik. Even if you're amazed by the mushrik, the polytheist, amazed by their appearance or their wealth. Look what Allah Azza wa Jalla said. Wala abd mushrik, wala abd mu'min. That the believing servant is better than the mushrik, even if you're amazed by the mushrik, his appearance or his wealth. Naam. So إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. The Shaykh, he mentions some principles of the Arabic language. لَأَنَّ تَقْدِيمَ الْمَعْمُولِ يُفِيدُ الْحَصَرُ وَإِثْبَاتُ الْحُكْمِ لِلْمَذْكُورِ وَنَفِيهِ عَمَّا عَدَاهُ فَكَأَنُّهُ يَقُولُ نَعْبُدُكَ وَلَا نَعْبُدُ غَيْرَكَ ونستعين بك ولا نستعين بغيرك. We will leave that out إن شاء الله تعالى. وقدم العبادة للاستعانة من باب تقديم العمل الخاص. Let me ask you, when you say إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين, only you Allah we worship and we only seek your help. استعانة, is it worship? حسن. Seeking the aid of Allah is worship. So okay, so what's the difference between you alone we worship and you alone we seek your aid, if seeking your aid is also worship? إحسان ماذا؟ نعم. فهذا معناه ماذا؟ أنت تقرأ من الكتاب, أنا ما أريد من الكتاب, أنا أريد يعني معناه. ما معناه؟ هات بالإنجليزية تشرحه وتفضل. العبادة, قدم العبادة للاستعانة. Worship is mentioned here. You alone we worship. Before الاستعانة, before seeking the aid of Allah تبارك وتعالى, من باب تقديم العمل الخاص. Mentioning something general and then something specific. You alone we worship, which is general. We worship you with all worship. And specifically, we seek your aid and your assistance. نعم. طيب. Because giving precedence to the right of Allah تبارك وتعالى over the right of the servant. And inshallah ta'ala, the Shaykh, he mentions, ikhwan, later on, some of the benefits pertaining to this. Al-ibadah, worship is what? You alone we worship. So when we say you alone we worship, what does worship mean? He said, worship, ibadah, ismun jami'un li kulli ma yuhibbuhu Allahu wa yardahu min al-a'mali wal-aqwal al-zahira wal-batina. Worship is a general term used to describe everything that Allah Azza wa Jal loves and is pleased with, from the actions and the sayings, whether they are apparent or hidden. Naam. Al-Isti'ana, what is Isti'ana? Seeking aid of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Hiya li'itimad ala Allah Ta'ala. Fi jalb al-manafi' wa dhaf' al-madar. Fi jalb al-manafi' wa dhaf' al-madar. Ma'a thiqati bihi fi tahsili dhalik. So Al-Isti'ana, to seek the aid of Allah, is to depend upon Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in bringing about that which is good and repelling that which is evil, whilst having confidence and trust that Allah will facilitate and give you what you seek after. Naam. So that's isti'ana. إذا استعنت فاستعن بالله. والقيام بعبادة الله والاستعانة به هو الوسيلة للسعادة الأبدية. Establishment of the worship of Allah and seeking Allah's aid is the way to eternal happiness and to escape all evil. Naam. If you want to be happy in this life, and more importantly in the Akhirah, which is forever, then you have to worship Allah Azza wa Jal alone with all worship, and you have to seek His aid. And the Shaykh will mention later on, what results, ma'adha, from if Allah Azza wa Jal does not aid you, then what are the consequences of that? Then the Shaykh, he said, فَلَا سَبِيلَ إِلَى النَّجَاتِ فَلَا سَبِيلَ إِلَى النَّجَاتِ إِلَّا بِالْقِيَامِ بِهِمَا. There's no way to be safe and successful unless you fulfill the two of these things, the both of these things. Naam, which is what? The worship of Allah Azza wa Jalla alone without any partners, and likewise seeking the aid of Allah. وَإِنَّمَا تَكُونَ الْعِبَادَةِ عِبَادَةِ إِذَا كَانَتْ مَأْخُوذَةً عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَقْصُودًا بِهَا وَجْهُ اللَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَى فَبِهَذَيْنَ الْأَمْرَيْنِ تَكُونَ عِبَادَةً. Then the Shaykh, he said, worship is only worship if one, if it is taken from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if it is taken from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and if the intent behind it is to seek the face of Allah azza wa jalla. Now, that's the two conditions for any worship to be accepted. Otherwise, it will be rejected. Shartan laziman, sincerity and following the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is why, with regards to these two conditions, there are four types of people. What are they? Now, give me one, Abdul Aziz. As it pertains to these two conditions, there are four types of people. Give me the first type. As it pertains to sincerity, al-ikhlas and al-mutaba'ah. Maybe you don't understand the question, I'll give you the first. The first is the one who is sincere and he follows the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His actions, naam, are accepted. If he is sincere, does it seeking the face of Allah, and mada, he follows the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second is what?
The
one who is follow the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, insincere.
Naam, the one who follows the Sunnah, but he's insincere. His actions are marduda, they're not accepted. The third is what? Jibreel.
I'll give you the first tip.
Now, the one who is sincere but he doesn't follow the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his deeds are null and void, they're not accepted. If he didn't follow, mada, he was sincere but he didn't follow the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in those actions. The fourth is aswal jami'. Even though that only one of them is the truly prosperous and successful, the fourth is what? Tafaddal Mustafa. Naam, he doesn't have sincerity, nor does he follow the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Naam. So the successful are those who they follow the Sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and mada, and they are sincere, they sincerely perform these acts of worship, seeking the face of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Naam. Then the Shaykh, he said, وَالِاسْتِعَانَ بَعْضَ الْعِبَادَةِ الْاسْتِعَانَةُ بَعْدَ الْعِبَادَةِ مَعَ دَخُولِهَا فِيهَا لِاحْتِجَاجِ الْعَبْدِ فِي جَمِيعِ عِبَادَتِهِ إِلَى الْاسْتِعَانَةِ بِاللَّهِ تَعَالَى فَإِنَّهُ إِنْ لَمْ يُعِنْهُ اللَّهِ لَمْ يَحْصُلْ لَهُ مَا يُرِيدُهُ مِنْ فِعْلِ الْأَوَامِرِ وَاجْتِنَابِ النَّوَاهِ. A beautiful benefit. As-Sa'di here, he said, so the fact that seeking the aid of Allah has been mentioned after worship, even though that seeking aid of Allah Azza wa Jal is a form of worship, is due to the servant's need of Allah's aid in all of his acts of worship. Allahu Akbar. If Allah does not aid the servant, if Allah does not aid a person, then verily that person will not achieve what he desires from implementation of the commands and staying away from the prohibitions. That's why at the end of the prayer, what do we say? Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Oh Allah, Allahumma a'inni, aid me ala dhikrika, to remember you, to thank you and to worship you correctly. Because if Allah doesn't aid the servant to do that, you will never be able to do it. Subhanallah, no matter how hard the person tries. If Allah Azza wa Jal does not aid the servant, he will not be able to do it. So, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Only you we worship, and only you we seek aid from. Naam. Worship, ماذا? Was mentioned before, Afwan. Isti'ana was mentioned after worship. Why? Even though it's a form of worship. Yeah, you can bring some up here, inshallah. No. Al-Isti'ana was mentioned after worship, even though it's a form of worship in itself, due to the need of the servant, due to the need of the servant of Allah's aid in all of his acts of worship. Because if Allah doesn't aid us, then we will not be able to do the commands, we will not be able to stay away from the prohibitions. We will be in a state of lust, and no doubt that individual will be a loser if Allah does not aid him. May Allah protect us from that. Now, ثم قال تعالى, we've got 5 minutes left, ikhwan. ثم قال تعالى, then Allah the Most High, He said, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us to the straight path. أي دلنا وأرشدنا ووفقنا للصراط المستقيم. Lead us, direct us, and grant us success to the straight path. What is the straight path? Now, this straight path, هو الطريق الواضح الموصل إلى الله. It's that clear path. It's not ambiguous. It's not. It's that clear path. Zaid, take them around so the brothers can take a few each. Take them around. Now, it is that clear path that leads to Allah, and it leads to His paradise. May Allah grant us all Jannah. And this is the month, brothers and sisters, the month of Ramadan. وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُ الْجَنَّةِ. The gates of paradise are opened and the gates of the hellfire are locked. Naam. Naam. In this, we know that there is a gate in paradise known as الرَّيَّان. No one enters into paradise through this gate except for those who fast. May Allah Azza wa Jal bless us to enter it. Naam. Ihdina siratul mustaqim. Guide us to the straight path. The straight path is that clear path. Naam. That leads to Allah and His paradise. And this is what? Wa wa ma'rifatul haqq wal amal bihi. It's knowing the truth and acting upon it. Allahu Akbar. Knowing the truth and acting upon it. So, فَهِدِنَا إِلَى الصِّرَاطِ وَهِدِنَا فِي الصِّرَاطِ. Guide us to the path and guide us on the path. Does everyone understand that? What does that mean? Guide us to the path and guide us on the path.
If you got it to it, then you want need guidance to stay on it.
نعم. إِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path and guide us once we are upon the path. Guide us to the straight path, as Sa'di said, means لُزُومُ دِينِ الْإِسْلَامِ وَتَرْكِ مَا سِوَاهُ مِنَ الْأَدْيَانِ. To cling to the religion of Islam and abandon every other religion besides it. That is guidance to the straight path. To cling to the religion of Islam and abandon every other religion besides it. وَالْهِدَايَةِ فِي الصِّرَاطِ. Guidance upon the path when traversing and walking upon it. تَشْمَلُ الْهِدَايَةِ لِجَمِيعِ التَّفَاصِيلَ الدِّينِيَةِ عِلْمًا وَعَمَلًا. Then, this encompasses guidance to all of the details of the religion. Allahu Akbar. All of the details of knowledge of the religion as it pertains to knowledge and action. Allahu Akbar. فَهَذَا الدُّعَى مِنْ أَجْمَعِ الْأَدْعِيَةِ وَأَنْفَعِهَا لِلْعِبَادِ. As-Sa'di, look what he said here. This dua, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. He said it's from the most beneficial of supplications and from the most comprehensive of them. Naam, wallahi. No person should ever underestimate the gravity and the magnificence and the power of this dua. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. Naam, guide us to cling to the deen of Islam and to abandon every religion beside it. But guide us even when we're on this path to the details of the religion of Islam as it pertains to knowledge and action. That is why this is from the most comprehensive of ad'iyah and from the most beneficial of them for the servants. وَلِهَادَ. And for this reason, وَجَبَ عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ أَنْ يَدْعُوَ اللَّهَ بِهِ فِي كُلِّ رَكْعَةٍ مِّن صَلَاتِهِ لِضُرُورَتِهِ إِلَى ذَلِكَ. That is why it is wajib upon every one of us, male and female, young and old, no matter what color you are, to recite this in every rak'ah of your prayer. Why? Because of the servant's dire need of this dua. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, guide us to the straight path. How many people, ikhwan, are walking around you and they're confused? They haven't got a clue what the straight path is. Nah. No waters.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah.
Hanif, ma baqi ma? Ma baqi? No, ma read hard. No, no.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah.
Inshallah ta'ala, ikhwan, we'll finish the rest of the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha, inshallah, tomorrow. We'll finish the rest of the tafsir of Surah Al-Fatiha.